Well, the boy from the bush is going to be back in town. In fact, Lee Koenig, along with the Wolf Brothers, will be coming to the Civic Theatre on the 10th of November, and I'm hoping he's at the end of the telephone right now.
Hello, Lee Koenigan.
Lee Koenigan, Richard King in Newcastle.
G'day, mate. How are you, Richard?
I'm terrific, Lee. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic, mate. Yeah, it's been a huge year.
Well, the 25th anniversary.
Enjoying the ride.
The 25th anniversary tour. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. It's been going all year this way.
Yeah, it's the 25th anniversary. I suppose it began on the around May this year, and so it'll conclude May next year.
Yeah. And absolutely fantastic. Mate, if we can go right back to the beginning, I mean, if you, as now, you know, one of the greats, got an international reputation, you're an Australian of the Year, somebody coming in new to the industry, if you were going to give them one bit of advice looking back, because there's no substitute for experience, what would you say to that rookie country star?
Well, I'd say, look, just never stop believing. You've got to keep believing in yourself, of course. But it really comes down to songwriting, I believe. And, you know, you want to be able to write songs that, I suppose, connect with people's hearts and minds. And so that's the key to it. I really do. I really think that's what it is. You know, we have a little bit of a saying when we're writing songs for a new album. We say, will this song make a difference? Will it make a change in people's lives, some for the better? And if it doesn't, then we just cast to the side.
On the subject of songwriting, Lee, today's the anniversary of the death of Slim Dusty, who I don't know how many songs he wrote, but there's got to be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And a real Australian, do you think we've drifted away a little bit in you know, country music in Australia from what's essentially Australian music?
Well, I hope we haven't, because for me, you know, Slim really set the benchmark of what Australian country music is all about. And, you know, I think there's quite a few people out there that just want to continue following in the great man's footsteps. We certainly honour him during the 25th anniversary show. That song, Flying with the King, looking back on those last 25 years, the day that I flew from Sydney to Perth with Slim Dusty, and turned the memories of that flight into a song called Flying with the King. I think that was probably the highlight of my career.
A great song and a great man. I mean, you've been a passionate supporter all the way through your career of rural and regional Australia. You've raised a lot of money for fabulous causes. On this current tour, a lot of us on the East Coast get a bit blasé about things like bushfires and droughts, etc. I mean, you see that while you're touring. What are the things now that are most important to regional and rural Australia?
Look, you know what? To be honest, Richard, it's a little bit hard to say. I've been right around the country, and it changes. Parts of Western Australia have been doing it incredibly tough, mainly because there's just been no rain over there, and so the farming community in Western Australia is doing it tough. And there's all sorts of different dynamics at play. And I don't think there's any one particular thing.
And there's no particular kind of Lee Koenigan fan. Now that you've been doing it for so long and touring the country, I bet it's a bit like going to McDonald's, a little bit of everything. There's youngies, there's oldies, there's grandparents, there's grandchildren. A lot of people have grown up with your music, Lee.
Well, they have, mate, and I suppose it's, you know, the Outback Club came out 25 years ago, so there's young kids that were driving their utes and doing circle work and all that sort of stuff back then, and now they've gone on and they've had families of their own, and in some cases grandkids have come along, and it's so good to see those kids coming out to the shows and experiencing it with their mums and dads and even their grandparents.
You'll be at the Civic Theatre on the 10th of November. It's a beautiful theatre. We're so lucky to have it here in Newcastle. With the Wolf Brothers, boy, that's an association that's been very successful over quite a few years now, Lee.
Yeah, look, the boys come from Tasmania, and they got a little farm down there. They lost their dad last year, and so they're carrying on with the farm, but They're just genuinely beautiful people that love country music, and those boys used to turn up in the mosh pit at down at the Rest Point Casino when I was doing my shows down there in the 90s, and so they're still pinching themselves that they're out on the national tour with me.
Yeah.
but they love country music, and they play it with a great sensitivity, and you know, they know all my songs inside out.
Yeah. Look, you've had an extraordinary year. You're going to be here in November. You're off on the country cruise in October. That's coming up next month.
Yep. I hope I don't get out of my depth out there. As long as it's not rough out there, I'll be good. I remember the last time I did the country music cruise, there was a cyclone not too far away from us. And, I remember when I was singing, we're all members of the Outback Club, I was straddled. I had to put my legs about three foot apart just from falling off the stage. But they tell me that it's looking like calmer waters for this next one.
Oh, good luck. And also, too, you'll be coming to Roach Estate now, beautiful Hunter Valley, in March of next year for the Crossroads in the Vines Country, along with the one and only Billy Ray Cyrus Lee.
Yeah, well, that's going to be an epic event as well. So yeah, we're really proud to be a part of it, and to be coming, you know, back to the Hunter, and it's a great part of Australia, and we are bringing the best show I think that we've had on tour in 25 years.
Yep, and looking forward to seeing you at the Civic Theatre on the 10th of November. Boy, oh boy, looking back over 25 years, must be difficult when you're putting the song list together. There's that many to choose from, Lee.
There's a lot, mate, but, you know, I still enjoy singing, you know, Boys from the Bush, just like it was the first time, and songs like She's My Ute and Hat Town and, you know, Flying with the King and Australian Boy, and, of course, songs like Spirit of the Anzacs that just go so deep within my heart. So to be able to get out there and share those songs with everyone's a real privilege, mate.
And you'll be back in the studio in November, is that right?
Yeah, well, tomorrow I head down to Sydney to start the songwriting again on what will be a new album for next year. So it'll probably this time next year we'll have some new music.
And teaming up with Garth Porter again?
Yes, I hook up with Garth. You know, he and I wrote Boys from the Bush all those years ago, and then Colin Buchanan came in, and we've written a stack of songs with him, and, yeah, I'll be catching up with Bucko as well.
Great to talk to you, mate. Thank you very much for your time. Congratulations on a wonderful 25 years, and look forward to seeing you at the Civic Theatre on the 10th of November.
I look forward to seeing you too, mate.
Lee Kernaghan on 2HD. Tickets available through Ticketek, 10th of November at the Civic Theatre.